A new collective of independent food producers has banded together under the banner Good Farmers. They all share a passion for local, ethically produced foods with minimal environmental impact. And Sven Baker founded the collective. He joins me now. Hi there, Sven.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, good. Nice to chat to you. This happened last week. We're looking forward to getting you on the show to tell us a bit about it. Where did the idea come from?
Well, it's very timely, isn't it? Because there's a lot of news about our farming practices and sort of what consumers are looking for. The idea came from, I guess, working with quite a few independent small producers and just seeing how difficult it is for them as small producers to really manage their whole supply chain in a sustainable way. So rather than sort of working with multiple producers and individually, the thought of a collective or a community idea came up. And that's really where it formed as a result of moving to the country, to be honest.
Yeah, tell me a bit about your story.
Well, I'm a city boy. So I spent most of my career running a business called Designworks, which is a brand and marketing company. And a couple of years ago, moved to the Hawke's Bay, surrounded by large farming families. And I guess, like a lot of people in urban New Zealand, I got the sense that a lot of farmers were environmental criminals. Well, that's what you would be led to believe. And the truth is very different from that. And I think it's not until you spend time and really understand the commitment of many of our farmers and producers to sustainability, you realise that there's a sort of perception gap between sort of urban consuming and rural producing New Zealand. So good farmers is really an attempt to bridge that gap.
You've taken some of your big city branding expertise and you're using it to try and help farmers out.
I have indeed. I mean, one of the things producers and farmers find really hard is the whole distribution and go-to-market strategy for their products. And I think many of them sort of, you know, operate in that volume game. And as we know, New Zealand needs to transition to a value game, where we're getting premium for our beautiful products, not only in New Zealand, but around the world. So, yes, I'm applying 40 years of experience to this problem.
Yeah. So what is the point of this collective? Is it to help separate them and identify them in a crowded marketplace so consumers can use the brand as a shorthand to know that they're buying something sustainable, ethical, whatever?
Yes, so absolutely. It has a consumer brand role, and it's for consumers, it's to give them confidence in terms of the story of origin, where their food comes from, the ability to actually look at each producer and understand, you know, how they operate, where they operate. So absolutely, it is an important consumer proposition. But as equally important is helping support small to medium producers and the communities around New Zealand who really need support to commercialise their product.
Well, I mean, what sort of support is that, though, to join a collective like that? How are you helping them?
Well, it's really a brand. It's a brand platform. So we create the brand. We have, obviously, an online channel, so we do have our direct channel to market. But also, the role that Good Farmers will play is, you know, working with the larger, both independent retailers, but also the larger supermarket chains to try and represent a product portfolio to these distributors in a positive way, where, you know, we can look for fairer outcomes for everyone, I guess.
Who's in your collective?
The Commerce Commission report, you know, highlights the issues, in that space and how tough it is for some small producers. So I think, you know, that's an important role that Good Farmers aims to play.
Who's in your collective?
It's very small. We've only been going 3 months, Jesse, so it's very early days. But we've got 8 partners from 8 different companies, and that's small to medium producers across different categories, from organic butchery to dairy to breakfast cereals, honey, quite a range, and we probably have half a dozen partners in sort of the evaluation process in terms of license holders.
You don't have to be a farmer to join Good Farmers?
No. Good Farmers is a broader concept for both producers and farmers and producers of sustainably based food products. So it's a broad church.
And do you think this will always be something used to identify producers in New Zealand, or do you have something more international in mind?
Oh, look, we're starting local, but we have ambitions. I see the story of good products grown on good land from farmers who nurture and care for their place as a story that will resonate in the international marketplace. So potentially in time, an export proposition will be developed, but we're focusing on getting it sorted at home at this stage.
Can anyone who wants to join?
Yep, it's an open community, so there is an evaluation process that each partner needs to go through, which is really important. And while we're not an accreditation agency as such, we do have very clear set of commitments that we expect people to buy into, and we then review those on an annual basis. So the plan is each year we set a target for things we want to do to move us along the sustainability journey, and we use that to help our partners develop and change and evolve. So we're called Good Farmers, not Perfect Farmers. So my idea was really to create a movement of positive change. So as long as people support the commitments around animal welfare, regenerative farming practices, and the minimization of harmful packaging, so the move away from plastics, then that's a good starting point. And then I spend a day with the partner, could be a family dairy farm, for instance, and just get to know them as people and kind of understand if their values aligns with a good farmer's values. And that's a really important process to go through so that we can uphold the standards and quality of the brand. It's quite a thorough process people have to go through.
Good one. Good luck. Thanks for telling us all about it.
Hey, thanks very much, Jesse. Great to talk.
Sven Baker about this new Good Farmers Collective.